Amazon.com today.
Mexicans, Marines, and mortgages. That's what we're going to talk about here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great week. If you didn't, I hope you're sliding into a great weekend. Let's talk first about mortgages. Yes, it's true. Some people are getting bailed out with a nice bucket, a really nice big bucket, while the rest of us are going to just have to take it. If you paid and struggled to pay your mortgage, congratulations. You kept digging. You kept trying to find ways to come up with the money, and you did. In the meantime, we're going to have to pay for those who couldn't. $25 billion, that's the settlement with the top mortgage lenders. The government says this is fantastic. This is a way to even things out and settle the score. Did I say score? Oh, no, they're not settling the score. Nope, they're making us all sore. So the deal is going to reduce loans for a fraction of Americans who owe more than their homes are worth. Notice I said fraction. It's going to send checks to people who were improperly foreclosed upon, but those amounts are pretty small. About 11 million households are underwater. They owe more than their houses are worth. I've got three friends in that situation, but they're not going to get any of this money. The settlement would help about a million of them. The total of dollars is not big, but it's the break. The bulk of the money goes to California and Florida, two of the states hardest hit by the housing crisis and the ones with the most underwater home owners. Not a surprise. The two states will get about 70% of the settlement funds we're talking about. The major lenders we know are Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Ally Financial, and you know, the banks are going, and they all got different amounts, but the banks are going to pay state and federal governments something like $5 billion. So is this in our rearview mirror? Well, we think. But I think it's still going to be years down the line. So what happens is the banks reduce loans for those households that are at risk of foreclosure, which is close to that million number, but I think it's going to be a little less. They'll also get $2,000 each. If they were improperly foreclosed upon from 2008 through 2011, the banks have 3 years to get the terms of the deal correct. See, this is why I'm saying it's going to be 5 years. So the states have agreed in return not to pursue civil charges over the abuses that are covered by the settlement. Homeowners, though, can still sue the lenders on their own. And thank goodness, because this should still happen. The feds and the state can still go for criminal charges for those robo-signers and the mortgage swaps and all that kind of stuff. This has been going on so long, I'm almost just sick of talking about it already, but now this is the final crossing of the I's and the T's and the D's and everything else. It's the biggest settlement involving one industry since we dealt with tobacco, which was $206 billion, that multi-state deal, if you remember, back in the late 90s. For the people who lost their homes to foreclosure in the past 2 years, some of them will get that $2,000 check. It's not going to cover their moving costs or any of that kind of stuff, but they'll get that, right? But what the problem is what about everybody else? What about everybody else in the middle of this? And then plus, here's what's interesting. Yeah, the five banks I mentioned, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, a lot of people really are involved in the middle of that. Banks only own about half of the U.S. mortgages, about 30 million loans. Fannie and Freddie have the rest of it. So here we go once again. Wall Street doesn't have to pay for their crimes, for perjury, fraud, whatever else. They caused the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression. They did this. They did it. The massive robo-signing, all that kind of stuff. And half of them are going to get away from it. So they're not going to get prosecuted. The settlement ends an investigation into Bank of America and Countrywide for inflating appraisals of loans from 2003 through 2009. Remember Mozilla? Yeah, you do. Angelo Mozilla. He was the face of Countrywide. He was on CNBC so many times. I thought he was dating Maria Bartiromo. Turns out he was just a guest. But all that time, he was amassing a fortune. He did have to pay some fines, a crazy number. But that's a crazy number for a guy that has a crazy amount of money. And he was barely dented by it. And then, of course, there were people that got loans in Congress, favorable breaks. Did I say that? Oh, it was never proven, but let's say there were a few. How's that? Let's move on to Marines, U.S. Marines, in the thick of it again. Why? Because a photo pops up from 2010 where the Marines, a group of Marines, are in Afghanistan with an American flag and an SS flag underneath it. The Marine Corps releases a statement saying this sniper team, they were naive. They didn't know that it resembled the Nazi SS. So they're saying it was a naive mistake, that they're not going to be disciplined because the people investigating say it was just a stupid thing. They believe the symbol was representing sniper scouts, and it wasn't supposed to be anything associated with any kind of organization, racist or otherwise, or anything. So Camp Pendleton is saying case closed. But not so fast. There are people that are kicking and screaming that something needs to be done, including Mickey Weinstein of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. He says it's a complete and total outrage. He is sending letters to the Marine Corps General, the Defense Secretary, and trying to push the buttons and say, look, we can't have, first we have Marines who urinate on dead bodies, and now we have this. The Marines in the photograph aren't with the unit anymore, and some of them might not even still be in the Corps. So you know what I'm talking about. You have a big Marine Corps group. They're posing with guns in front of an American flag and a large dark blue flag with what looks like the SS letters in the shape of white jagged lightning bolts. So that's the thing. It wasn't what you see as an SS if you go and look it up and you've seen that before in your history books. It doesn't look like that. But it looks like close enough to the symbol that there was a question about it, I guess. The photograph was on a blog for military weapons for a company called Knights Armament out of Florida. The company is like saying nothing about it because I don't think they thought that anything was going on there. And now it's become a very big story. A lot of people screaming they want an investigation. I think this goes away because of what the Marine Corps released, saying they looked into it, they investigated it, and there was nothing there, that they were young guys, they had no idea that it meant anything else, and they were in the shape of lightning bolts. So they were not thinking that at all. They weren't thinking that that was what was going on when they made the pose, when they made that pose. All right, quickly, here's the other M. Mexican Army made a historic drug seizure. Check this out. 15 tons of meth and other chemicals used to make those drugs. They were searching a farm in western Mexico. They say it's the biggest in the country's more than five-year war against drug cartels. Stay with us. An interesting story next about a family of immigrants. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Wait to introduce you to our next guest here on America Tonight. Alan Karam is a guy who now attends the University of... the bipartisan solution and figure out what are we going to do here, and with good reason, because can you imagine this? I want you to think about this. In 1997, his family was brought to the U.S. from Iraq by former President Clinton. His father worked undercover for the CIA to help, we've talked about this before, to help bring down Saddam Hussein. When the secret was, of course, discovered, they had to run for their lives, flee for their lives. So Karam and six other members of the family were brought to Salt Lake City. Thus, we fast forward, and I just gave you a story as what he's doing now. Alan, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
Take us back to that moment, because I want people to understand what that felt like. Your father was helping the United States at his own peril and his family's peril, and he knew that, but he must have believed in the mission, I'm assuming, and talked to you about that. But what was that like? First of all, what was it like leading up to before you actually fled the country?
It was actually really bad. From 1988 till 1997, we had to flee town to town just because, you know, the Iraqi people were kind of suspicious on my father's whereabouts, because, you know, he wouldn't come home at night. He would disappear for months. So they knew, kind of, but, you know, they didn't have any substantial evidence that he was actually working, you know, for the CIA. But in 1997, one of my father's last operations, somehow was discovered among the Iraqi people, and right away we had to flee the city. And President Clinton got us out of there, and it was good that we got out, because my father, Saddam Hussein put a contract out on my father's head, and for my whole family to be buried alive the week after we left.
You mean the other family members that were left behind?
My family, like Saddam Hussein put a contract out on my father's head, and for my immediate family to be buried alive.
Oh yeah,
We fled the country.
Wow. I thought you meant other cousins, because were there other people in your family, you know, the other cousins or relatives that stayed behind? Because they must have, right? It was just your family that was taken to the United States. What happened with them?
Just my family.
Oh, okay. All right. So when your family comes to the United States, you're dropped off in a one-bedroom house, no money, no support, no help from the government to get established. Do you remember what that was like? That had to be strange. Did you, what was that like? What was that like for your family?
It was actually pretty bad. We were dropped off, in fact, that night, February 25th, 97. It was snowing really bad. One of the guy that helped us, he worked for this organization called International Rescue Committee. He picked us up from the airport, and he dropped us off, and he said, "Here's the key, and I'll get with you guys. I have other family." So we walked in. The electricity was, was on, there was no heat in the house. The heater wasn't working, and the house was just a mess. It was pretty bad, and we just never heard from these guys again. We wrote several letters. They sent us a check, and actually the landlord told us that the house was the rent was half paid, so he came over and said, you guys need to pay the other half. And that's when we found out that they only, because initially they told us they were going to pay 3 months of the rent, 3 months of, while we're in there, they'll pay the first 3 months, but they only paid half month rent. So we had to, quickly we had to get out and get ourselves jobs. In fact, I was supposed to start, high school. I went down to the Salt Lake Community College. There's a library there. And so I got myself a job in the evening.
Oh, so you jumped into it right away. And, you go through that and you see what happened with your family. And I wonder, what about your father? What was it like for him? Because then he must have been looking for work, too, as well.
Absolutely. He found a job doing carpentry work early in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning till about noon. Until this day, he's very disappointed. Excuse me. Just because the immigration kept denying us papers, and he was having me to write letters to the state senators and the congressmen. I wrote a few letters. Nobody responded. I tried to make an appointment with one of the Salt Lake governor.
Right.
And a few times I tried to go in, and he's like, they kept telling me, he's out of town and he can't see you. So this is what I told my father. I said, I'll put this everything in a book, and maybe that way they can. Somehow we can get their attention.
Yeah, there you go. So you know what that's like. So you see this battle over illegal immigration, and I got to think that you have opinions about this. For sure you do. Do you think illegal immigrants should be given the same rights as the legal ones that come in?
It's going to hurt us a lot if that's going to happen. You know why? Because we are legal in this country. My father, devoted his life, pretty much 16 years working for the CIA. And we came to this country. We had tried to apply for, citizenship and green card and, permanent residency change status. Never happened. And now they're talking about giving rights to, the illegals. I think the immigration should look back and say, hey, we have this many people that are legal in the U.S. and they don't have any papers. Let's have them documented before we move on to the illegal.
Yeah, I agree with that, because that could be confusing and be a nightmare for all the other people already who have done, as you said, like your father working for 16 years for the CIA. That would really mix things up. There's this big push, and you're following this, for the DREAM Act, and you think the DREAM Act could turn into an immigration nightmare. Is that the reason why, part of what you just told me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I agree with you 100%. No question. All right, how about this? I mentioned this at the top. You're teaching English to Asian immigrants. That has to be rewarding for you. Did you want to do that because you want to give back? What was your reason for doing that?
The reason I started doing that, I wanted to know, you know, they've got immigrants from all over the world, and so I talked to them. You know, I talked to them. I help them out with whatever they need. Obviously, I go in twice a week, about 3 hours, and I talk to most of them and how they were treated, and they were just, you know, not to lessen the importance of their arrival, but they're just refugees, and the things they have gained from the government, it's unbelievable. Like one family I talked to, they told me twice a week. They go pick them up. They take them to the store to do all their shopping, and they bring them back. And this is kind of intriguing for me, because nothing like that, not even close to that, happened to, you know, to my family. Whether, like, if the government ever came and said, hey, you guys need any money, or if you guys need any help, we can help you. But these guys are telling me that, you know, they go out and they help them go out shopping. They take them to events and to movies and things like that. It's just kind of gives me a lot of information.
So we mentioned this. Your family gets there in 97. We've gone through all of this, and you look to what happened on 9/11/2001. Obviously, 2001 September. So that had to have changed some things for you. Did life get tougher for you because people knowing your background, or no?
It did. It did. Utah. Many people ask me the same thing, and they tell me, hey, how's Utah as far as diversity? And it's not diverse as any other cities. Like, for instance, New York, or, you know, Dallas, L.A. But in 2001, we moved to Detroit, Michigan. We had a couple of families, just, you know, close friends, and they said Detroit was more diverse. So we went over there. The jobs were very bad. So we came back.
Ooh, and Detroit, so you're saying really Detroit was the epicenter of problems, because that illegal thing, and then naturally the part of the world that you were from, that had to be tough.
Right.
Yeah. So now you talked about this too as well, mentioning the fact that you're working on the memoirs. That has to be pretty therapeutic.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple, during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Fed Flub mistakenly sent some acceptance emails to about 300 applicants who were actually rejected. Oh, that is a bummer. So hundreds of our nation's top graduate students who applied for a program that actually would groom them as future leaders of some government agencies are so upset. They are fuming, in fact. The Presidential Management Fellows Program, which counts among the alums in that group, the NASA head, Sean O'Keefe, and among others. So people apply to the program and hope they get in because they know it means they're going to climb up that ladder and they're going to have a pretty good shot at maybe even running an agency. It's a two-year program and it puts the top graduate students in places like the State Department, NASA, Homeland Security, Pentagon. They have to be nominated by their schools, and they have to go through a very rigorous assessment process. That means face-to-face interviews. Oh, that's rigorous. Also, a few other things, too. Last month, just 628 out of 9,000 initial applicants and 1,186 semifinalists were chosen for the class of 2012. So they were on the fast track. 25% or about 300 of the semifinalists, unfortunately, got acceptance letters, like I said. And they thought that they had made it. You know, they were celebrating. But the celebration ultimately turned into something worse because they were crushed. Oh, wouldn't that be the worst? Oh, that'd be the worst. It's like anything. It'd be in a different way because it is like winning the lottery. You're on the fast track. So you're in and you know how tough it's been and it's crazy. And that's what you're thinking, all the money you spent on graduate school or whatever. In a different way, it would be like winning the lottery, maybe not $150 million, but winning a decent chunk of money, thinking you did, and then being told there was a screw-up with the tickets when they were printed. I'm sorry, that ticket you thought you got, you really didn't get it. Oh, that's awful. Awful! What happens when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone are in the same place? They didn't get those letters, by the way. They are in the hospital for shoulder surgeries. Actually, there's a pretty funny picture of both of them next to each other. So Schwarzenegger, who's 64 and is returning to the big screen, he's going to be in the tomb alongside Sylvester Stallone. We're actually getting the dual surgeries. It just happened that way, that they have to have the shoulders repaired. Schwarzenegger, by the way, is 64. Stallone is 65. How about that? I think that's kind of funny, to be honest. When I saw the picture, I thought, what's happened here? What happened to Schwarzenegger? And what happened to Stallone? All right, this is a bummer. This is a real bummer. This is just like the first story I told you about on We Can Count. Imagine this. About 100 people have now been officially arrested, because we told you about this story a while ago, but now there's some more crumbs to this. About 100 people have been arrested for selling fake tickets and bogus hotel rooms ahead of the London Olympic Games. You know, there's not much time before this all unfolds, and it's really hard to get tickets to it. So there was all kinds of scams that involved fake websites and hotel rooms that weren't really there. There's been heavy demand. The London Games are July 27th through August 12th. Some rooms are going for about $1,000 a night. So several people that were duped into this, more than several, thought that this was it, you know, that they had arrived. They had gotten these tickets and no such thing. They were phony. So they won't be going to the Olympic Games, and they'll be lucky if they get their money back. You know, speaking of the Olympic Games, they're really beefing up the military. That's what happens, because always the threat of terrorism looms anyway, but especially in London, games going on there. 13,500 military folks are going to be on hand for those games. They're testing already fighter jets and helicopters, and they're going to have two warships and even a bomb disposal expert. A whole bunch of them are going to be on guard for the games. But, you know, this is what happens, because you have these teams, you have diplomats, spectators, the athletes themselves, naturally. And remember, it was just a couple of weeks into January where the British police, they were testing security protocols, had managed to smuggle in a fake bomb into the Olympic Park. That's not a good thing, right? And then a police officer left documents about security arrangements for the games on a train. Yeah. How do you do that? I forgot my secret documents. I was otherwise dozing off, and I ran to get off the train, and I left them behind. So they have to be a little concerned with that, I would think, anyway. Moving along to something else, this is big news. The U.S. approved the first new nuke reactor since 1978. We knew the story was coming, and in fact, we've talked about it, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just gave its stamp of approval, so that means it's official. They have a panel. They approved the plans from Southern Company. There's two reactors at a Georgia site. They're talking about when will it be online. Probably closer to 2017. The NRC approved the construction last time of a nuclear plant in 1978. That was a year before the partial meltdown of Three Mile Island's nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. So there's lots of fear of radiation release and all that sort of stuff. So this is a big deal. The president offered the Georgia Project $8.3 billion in federal money as a guarantee to keep expanding nuclear power. The idea is use some nuclear power, cut reliance on fossil fuels, create energy without producing emissions. Look, I'm all for the nuclear energy as long as it's as safe as possible. Why, of all the, this one's better, this is inland, but of all the nuclear facilities we've built, the scarier ones are like what we saw with Fukushima when you have them on the water and you have them in a place where you could suffer an earthquake, which would mean tsunami potential and just the devastation that could happen when a reactor gets knocked offline. And we've got 104 U.S. nuclear reactors. In this country, we have 104. And they're trying to make new security changes for all of those plants and the new ones that would come online that could handle power blackouts or damage to multiple reactors at the same time. Because it's that protection against earthquakes, floods, fires. That's the main thing you have to be concerned about. So they're going to work on that in Georgia and go from there. And let's hope that they take all those precautions which are in play in the designs for the facility. So that's the good news. And this was a layup. They've been working on this, I think, for a while. Not a layup as to will people embrace it or not, because the question always becomes, would you want that in your backyard? And most people are going to say they don't want a reactor in their backyard. Naturally, they don't want a reactor because of what it looks like and the fears of Three Mile Island and all of that. But done safely, it could replicate what they have in France. How about this woman who read the Bible for more than an hour to an attacker who had just slashed her throat? Boy, that takes some kind of person to be able to do that. A North Carolina woman is the one. Her name is Lindsay Woods, 32, and her 15-year-old son had come back to their house in Shelby, North Carolina. They were at a church service on Wednesday night, Bible service, and when they came back, there was a man who attacked Wood when her son was collecting a trash can from outside. For more than an hour, her son hid outside while Wood read the Bible to the attacker and told him about her church before he apologized and fled off. She even invited him to the church, and he kept saying he was sorry. Then he walked away. She was rushed to the hospital. Afterwards, she got 25 staples in a wound to her neck. The people who know this young woman say that she doesn't judge people, she doesn't criticize people, she's just a different breed. And that's amazing that, you know, the police are still hunting for this attacker, that she was able to keep calm the way she did through that ordeal. To me, that's the most amazing thing of that, I think, of that whole story. All right, let's move to something else. In Minnesota, there's a school that is now banning a game that's been played by fifth graders. It's made a little bit of buzz, a little bit of news. Certainly in Minnesota it has. But once the school found out about this game, because you know what the game is called, these fifth graders call it Rape Tag, a parent let the school principal know about the game after seeing it in a Facebook posting. Facebook will get you every time. So the game is like freeze tag, but in order to freeze someone, a player needs to thrust their hips at them. Oh, my. What are these kids thinking? So they banned it. It was on Facebook. A parent knew about it, and the school apologized, said they had no idea. And this game hasn't been played since they said you cannot do this any longer. We know what we can do here on America Tonight. We've got our cheap movie review. That's next on the flip side.
Power. powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
All right, finally, if you're interested in heading to the movies, maybe even for a matinee, there's some interesting fare out there. I think I know of all 3 movies that we're going to talk about, let you hear a snippet of it, the trailer from you. I know what you're all going to go see, but I'm going to wait to the end to say what movie I think it is. Here's one that I believe will find its core audience again. It's called Journey to the Mysterious Island.
Oh man, that's one gooey rock.
He's on rocks. Or eggs.
Get out, man. Why don't we crack a couple open and make some omelets?
No, that's not a good idea.
Come on, man. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Shh. Where there are giant eggs, there must be a giant mother.
We just need to move quickly but carefully. Lizards have incredible hearing and an acute sense of smell.
Run, 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 run! Let's go! Go, go!
what?
Now there's only one thing left. A thunder cookie. Oh! I think I just made it worse.
Journey to the Mysterious Island. Rated PG. Experience it in IMAX 3D February 10.
All right, IMAX would be kind of cool to see that because of the creatures that are in it and whatnot. This is a kid's movie, probably teenager, preteen, a lot of young boys will go to this one, and maybe girls too. But this is when you drop your kids off and it's safe. PG-13, you heard the man say that. All right, here's a movie that I think many of you can relate to, but this is one of those situations where we're talking about remix, repackage. Check it out, and if you did somehow miss it the first time around, boy, imagine what it's going to be like this time. I'm talking Star Wars.
The greatest saga of all time is coming to the big screen in spectacular 3D. Experience the wonder.
You refer to the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
The excitement.
You believe it's this boy?
The Force is unusually strong with him.
The adventure.
At last we will reveal ourselves to the Jedi. At last we will have revenge.
Oh my!
This February, experience Star Wars like never before.
Just hang on! Wipe them out. All of them.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace 3D. Only on the big screen, February 10th, 2012.
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars fan, that'd be pretty cool, I think, to see. It seems so long ago, the first time that I saw it, I had no idea what to expect. And then how many times have I watched Star Wars since then? I have to say I'm a fan of anything Star Wars. But bigger, badder, louder, it might be worth it. I really think a lot of people will go out and check this out. It definitely has a core audience. It's popular from young to old, so I'm going to say this is going to be the big box office winner, probably. This is another one that might generate some buzz. It already has with some of the ads that are out there. Ryan Reynolds is in it. It's called Safe House.
He was one of the most brilliant CIA operatives we ever had until he went rogue. He's responsible for the deaths of multiple agents. This guy's just not going to walk into an American consulate without good reason.
So I flew in Cape Town.
I heard a slot open up.
One slot, 37 applicants. Every one of them with more field experience than you.
How am I supposed to get more experience than staring at four walls all day?
This is Weston.
We have a last-minute reservation.
Oh, my God. That's Tobin Frost.
Kill all the surveillance cameras in this room.
Is this legal?
Go, 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 go!
Remember rule number one, you're responsible for your house guests. I'm your house guest. They're here for me, but they want me alive. You don't kill. Time's a wasting. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Hey, hey!
Get in.
You serious?
Yeah.
Get in the trunk!
Safe house has been compromised. Follow protocol.
Protocol! There's no protocol for this!
Who's after us and why?
I think you need to consider how your safe house was attacked in the first place. That house was a secure location. Whoever crashed it, they were invited. Someone told them. Someone you know.
You're not going to get in my head.
I am already in your head.
Chance on the mausoleum floor.
so they're working together.
Even disguised as a
beast. I think Weston's turned.
I'm not your only enemy tonight.
Dad, the money is cheap. Probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap.
You can stay blind or you can open your eyes.
I'm taking you in. I want you to take me in.
Pretty good cast, Ryan Reynolds, and you heard Denzel Washington also part of that crew as well. That'd be fun rental. I don't know that I would run out and go and see it in its opening, but I think if you hang out and wait for the Redbox days, it would be well worth it. I saw a bunch of it being advertised, and I thought it looked pretty good. The movies that are still in the theater that just really have been out there for a couple of weeks include The Gray. This movie really has the biggest buzz going. It struck a chord with an interesting audience, not just teenage boys, not, guys in their early 30s, but really a lot of people. I saw the line at my movie theater, you know it's going to be a big movie, or they think it's going to be a big movie, when they have it roped off. And this was roped off for the entire weekend. Last weekend it was, too. So what it is, because somebody wants to know what it's about, you say, well, The Gray, what does that mean? It's a group of roughnecks, you know, the oil rig type, that are stranded literally in subarctic tundra because their plane has a complete breakdown, a mechanical failure, crashes into a wilderness in Alaska, just in the middle of nowhere, and they have to survive, or they're trying to survive somehow with biting cold and hunger, and they're pursued by, what do you think, The Gray. They're pursued by a vicious pack of rogue wolves. So, I mean, it can't be a realistic movie, necessarily, but somehow it's struck a chord with some people. I don't know, fighting the elements or whatever. Liam Neeson is in it, and it's breaking records at the box office, and it continues to climb week after week. It's under 2 hours. It's an action-adventure thriller, and people across the country can't get enough of this. Go figure. If you go to the movies, enjoy. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.